Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy was going to be connected this morning. We have not heard from him yet. And Jason is standing by, and we'll put him on the minute or the second that... Oh, we've got Dr. Shealy. Isn't that great?
He's here. We're busy the first two times we're ready.
Well, we're working on the telecommunications system in the United States of America, and we certainly need to. I got to tell you, our phone service is terrible here. Terrible. Yeah. I'm not talking about GCNs, but mine here at the farm is just awful. Dr. Shealy, I don't know if this happens to you, but we call people and it doesn't ring. You know, there's nothing. Just because the call goes into the abyss. People call us and they say we don't answer the phone. It doesn't ring here. Are you hearing the same kinds of things? You experiencing?
Interestingly, for the first time ever, I looked at my watch and it was 40 minutes slow.
I did that one day. And I was looking at the atomic clock. I've got an atomic clock in the studio. And it said I had about 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. And then Jason called me and said, hey, Ben, are you going to go on the air today? I go, sure. Whoa, the atomic clock stopped. Yeah, hey. Yep.
Happy Fourth.
Well, we have Independence Day coming up, don't we, Dr. Shealy?
Next week.
Yeah. And so people are going to celebrate most people, I guess, are not going to be celebrating Independence Day. They're going to be selling the 4th day of July, and it's hamburgers and hot dogs and cookouts and traffic jams and those kinds of things. But it really is the celebration of the... of our independence from the tyranny of Great Britain or England. That's really what it's all about. And it's probably the most important day for America. I'm thinking it's the most important holiday. Would you agree with that, Dr. Shealy, or is there...
Absolutely. It's been my favorite since a child.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the media has changed it to become the 4th of July, which is there are sales going on. We're celebrating the 4th of July. Maybe we should celebrate, you know, every day. You know, maybe the 11th of November. You know, I think we've lost our minds, Dr. Shealy, collectively. And I was going to ask you, well, is there anything that you would like to share in the beginning of today's broadcast, things that are important in the fore of your mind?
Everything. And everything.
Okay. All right, well, I wanted to mention, this is a kind of a weird thing. I've been having some very, very strange dreams. Very strange. For most of them I cannot remember, but I do know while I'm experiencing them toward the end of them that they're really strange. And they're about things that I've never thought about. They're about things that I've never encountered. It's not like I'm reliving an experience. It's completely foreign to everything that would happen to me. And let me give you an example. This one I do remember. Just part of it. Well, I sleep, Mrs. Finelli and I sleep in a bed that's just about 200 years old. It was built probably around 1825. It's a rope bed, R-O-P-E. And I've modified it so instead of ropes, I have some boards that hold up the mattress. There's no box spring. And so this is a post bed, and it has four posts that have been turned on a lathe. And it's there's no question about it. It's old. And what I wanted to do, our house, as you know, doesn't have wall-to-wall carpeting anywhere. We have these area rugs, oriental area rugs. And so half of the bed is on the rug, and the headboard is on the floor. So the rug is kind of thick. And just to even it up, actually to raise the headboard a little bit, I have these wooden blocks. And they're oak blocks, and they're about 4 inches by 4 inches. And they sit under the posts of this bed. It's a very heavy frame. It's wooden. And the dream that I had was that these squares that I cut out of oak that are probably 3/4 of an inch thick to raise up the headboard were sinking into the floor, which was kind of mushy, kind of like if you had particle board and you soaked it in water and it would just turn to, you know, sawdust mush. So the oak floor was turning into mush and these blocks were sinking into it. This has nothing to do with reality. I've never seen anything like that happen. And the floor that we have is oak. It's white oak, 3/4 of an inch thick. There's no particle board flooring anywhere in the house. It makes no sense at all. Dr. Shilley, do these dreams mean anything? Yeah, I mean, just bizarre.
It has a meaning other than don't put too much faith in anything.
Okay. Because this is, I mean, it's not like I'm wrestling with, you know, with a foe. It's not
right.
Like I'm trying to tackle a company that is trying to beat me up, you know, with their policies and procedures or defective products. It's nothing like, it's never happened to me. I've never saw a floor turn to mush. I've never, these ideas come out of nowhere, and they don't make any sense to me. It's not like I've read about it. It's not like I've thought about it. It's not like I've experienced it. It's not like somebody told me about it. It's not like I've seen a picture of it. It's just bizarre. Okay. So just throw it off to the side and forget all about it?
Well, I'm not sure that it's fair to intervene because they can mean anything. And if you get carried away,
okay. Dr. Shilley, your signal is breaking up, I believe. At least it is at my end.
Oh, I'm on the computer phone, and it sounds fine to me.
Oh, okay. Jason, is our signal breaking up, or is it just that we have the worst telephone company in the galaxy on our end? All right. Dr. Shilley, monkeypox has been making the news on and off for a couple months now. And it seems that it is more prevalent when there are homosexuals involved, gay conventions, gay gatherings, gay assemblies, or homosexual assemblies, as more properly called. And now there is talk about a monkeypox vaccine. Is this, do you think that this could be the new COVID-19, the new extermination method, the new way of killing even more people?
I don't trust anything that comes out of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to get the vaccine. And by the way, there was an article that made the internet about, it was sort of congratulatory, and talking about the people who resisted the vaccines, the people who said, nope, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it to me. And those of us who took that stand, this article was congratulatory, saying it was the right thing to do, to take that stand and not to be injected by unknown substances. And it looks like, you know, all of these policies, the mask on, mask off, mask back on, mask, now you can take it off, the travel restrictions, everything that happened, it looks like it didn't need to happen, including these vaccines that did not have proven efficacy. And it was kind of nice to read from a third party, if you will, that we were right in our thinking of, you know, good hygiene, avoid people if you can, wash your hands, stay away from people who are sick, those kinds of things. Avoid congestion, being packed in like sardines on subways and restaurants and those kinds of things. And it looked like, you know, this was the things that we did, the protocols that we observed were the right ones. And it was kind of nice to read about that. Any comments?
Well, when did gay really mean gay?
Well, it meant gay in the 1890s. You know, there were the gay 90s. And that's the happy times. People were happy. They were enjoying life. Inventions were unfolding very quickly. Progress was being made. It was, you know, a lot of productivity, a lot of positive things were happening. There was positivity in the air, and they called it the gay 90s. Now it is, gay is termed or changed meaning to perversion, as I see it.
And it's anything but gay.
Right. It's anything but gay. And I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think people are as happy as they say they are when they're homosexuals. When they come out and they go, boy, this is wonderful. I'm free at last. I'm now telling everybody that I'm perverted. I feel so good. I don't think they're happy. And there's lots of suicides that are related to being homosexual and coming out and telling the whole world, you know, of the homosexuality. I did go to a homosexual wedding, and that was because I had a friend who discovered that his daughter was homosexual, and she was going to marry another girl. And I felt this poor guy, what a mess, and there was no way out for him. There's no way out. He's just going to have to accept it, at least in his mind. And so I went to this gay wedding, and I couldn't stay for the whole thing. It was just too much for me. You know, talking about the celebration of perversion. I mean, literally, they're celebrating perversion. It was just more than Mrs. Finelli and I could stand, so we left. We were the first one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So there's reports on the internet about monkeypox spreading at large gatherings, like in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Shealy, do you have any recommendations to avoid monkeypox? Are you concerned about it?
I avoid all vaccines at this point in life.
Yeah. Okay. That's an interesting point. Of course, we've been talking about that for quite a while. And you and I are in perfect agreement. We don't have our dogs vaccinated. We don't want to do it because we don't know what's in that liquid. That's the thing. And as you mentioned many times, it's hard to trust corporations. It's hard to trust. It's impossible to trust the government. Absolutely impossible. Okay. It seems that the spread of monkeypox seems to be the most aggressive among homosexuals and men who are having sex with other men and go to events that are centered around homosexuality. So, Dr. Shealy, if you were invited to one of these events, even if you were a speaker at one, would you consider going to it, or would you consider
that
a dangerous venue? Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jason, we've got a caller on the line. If you would like to take that, answer that call, we'll put that person on the air. Dr. Shealy, when I was in undergraduate school at the university, there was a discussion in class about new products and marketing and new products and, you know, bringing them to the public's attention. And there was this girl in class who said, I'm paraphrasing because this was a long time ago, this was the 70s, if there's a new product that comes out, she's going to try it. And I thought, that's crazy. Why would she try something that's brand new without learning what the outcomes would be? And we're talking about sprays, you know, people spray them on their bodies, lotions, potions, things that you consume, etc. Why would anybody jump on the bandwagon and try something new? Like, for example, hey, there's a brand new Jell-O, and it's blue. And isn't that great? You know, blue. I mean, I'm not trying it. I'm not trying it because it's blue. Not that it's new. I'm just not trying it because it doesn't make any sense to me. Dr. Shulia, do you think that it makes sense to try something when it's new, to be on the bleeding edge with a B of new products, or is it better to wait?
Wait.
And see. Yeah. Okay. That's where I'm parked. All right, we've got, let's see, if I can make these mice work. Okay. Alan in Indiana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yes, how you doing?
A
couple of weeks ago, Dr. Shuley mentioned tetramethanol lysine capsules.
Yes.
And my neighbor's been using them, and I've been using them, and my feet stop hurting.
Yes.
I was wondering, a couple of days ago, I called a friend of mine, and he had a stent put in one of his arteries, I think next to his heart. And I mentioned to him about it, and he wanted to know, he's taking, I think, two blood thinners and a cholesterol reducer. Would the TMG hurt his, would that help him, or?
Infinitely better than any drug on the market.
Could he take them with the drugs?
Well, safely, yes, but if there's a complication, it won't be from the TMG. It'll be from the statin.
Well, okay, from the statins, yeah. All right,
Alan, we're going into the bottom of the hour break. I think what you're saying is quite important. Would you mind holding through the bottom of the hour break?
Yes, I'll hold.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe v. Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. We are USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thousands affected by a deadly earthquake in eastern Afghanistan last week are in need of clean water and food and are at risk of disease. An Afghan health ministry official said on Sunday, a United Nations agency warned of a cholera outbreak in the region. The United States Football League is down to their final game of the season. The championship game between the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars will be played in Canton, Ohio, Sunday afternoon. President Trump in Mendon, Illinois, over the weekend.
I promised to nominate judges and justices who would stand up for the original meaning of the Constitution and who would honestly and faithfully interpret the law as written. We got almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices confirmed to do exactly that. And thanks to the courage found within the United States Supreme Court, this long divisive issue will be decided by the states and by the American people. That's the way it should have been many, many years ago, and that's the way it is now.
President Trump cut his Save America rally short Saturday night due to inclement weather. Before leaving, he denounced the damage President Biden and Democrats have done to the country. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norm Shewins with us, medical doctor, PhD. And Alan is with us in Indiana. Alan, I had a question for you. You mentioned that you have a friend who had is on statins. I believe you said he had a stent installed and was asking about TMG, which is trimethylglycine that Dr. Shuler has been talking about. My question for you is, have you found that there are very few people who actually follow the kinds of advice that Dr. Shealy offers here that we know works? Have you found people resistant to taking advice and counsel, or are you finding that they are amenable to and want to follow another path to make themselves feel better and actually more healthy?
Well, I feel psychiatrists have made tests on people, and 95% will follow authority what they are told to do.
Wow.
And a friend of mine in Arizona said that Arizona and Phoenix redid the test, and it's up to 99%. As far as electrocuting a person in a chair unconscious, giving tests to them, it's really bad.
I don't think I understood. Alan, I don't think I understood what you said. What about the electrocution?
Well, a psychiatrist in Chicago about 25 years ago made a test where he had a person giving a test to a person in a chair in the next room. And there were 50 switches. And the psychiatrist told the person giving the test that the person in the chair wanted to take the test to improve his memory. And as they gave him questions and he didn't answer the questions, they went to the next switch. And at switch 45, the guy was actually unconscious, or the people were actually unconscious. And 95% of the people went all the way to 50 switch, even though the guy was unconscious.
Okay, I think what you're talking about is a test where the actual subject was not the guy in the other room in the chair. It was a person at the switchboard, and each switch increased the level of electric shock, so it became more and more painful. Shock level 1 was not too painful. Level 50 was, you know, extremely painful, inflicted serious pain. And what I believe this test, if I remember correctly, was that the person, there'd be screams from the other room, and not because the person was receiving a shock, but the person at the switch believed that he was shocking the person and was told to increase the level of shock, and the person at the switch kept following orders. I believe that's what you're talking about. Is that the test?
Yes. The guy in the chair was an actor.
Right. That's right. Was an actor, was not receiving a shock, but was screaming and eliciting signs of extreme pain. And just to see how much the subject, who was the person at the switch, would be willing to follow instructions, even though he knew that he was causing pain to another human being. And it kind of sounds like what happened in Nazi Germany with executing people and just shooting them in the head and pushing them in a ditch and saying, I was just following orders. I was told to do it. And that's what we learned at the Nuremberg trials, just following orders. Dr. Shuley, any comments about following authority? I don't do it too well.
Whenever possible, I pay no attention.
Well, you know, we had the government show up at our farm, and they told us they were going to inspect us, and they, you know, they wanted to check out our farm again, and this was the revenue agent, and they sent me a letter telling me that they were here and our gate was locked, and that, you know, they needed access to our farm, and I said, no, you can't come on the farm. We're following government guidelines and protocols for COVID, and no, you may not come on the farm. And literally, so that is not accepting authority. That is absolutely not accepting, you know, or alleged authority. They say they're coming, we say no, you're not.
Right. I mentioned.
So there aren't many of us. There aren't many of us, Alan, who are willing to do that. Most people just, you know, the clerk in the store tells people what to do, and the customers go, okay. Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Had another
whatever you say.
They're starting private membership clubs in the United States. Actually, doctors are doing it. They're opening up their own clinic and doing it that way, where you buy a membership to get service or sell them a product. And I think you could do that with your cattle.
Well, Alan, I'm so glad you said that, because that's exactly what our plan is. Our plan is to have membership, members only, and we make the rules. And if the members, if people don't want to be members, they don't like the rules or the lack of rules, they don't have to be a member.
Yes.
I mean, and that's like Sam's Club. It's just like Sam's Club. So if I walked into Walmart, and they said to me, "All right, I need to look in your bag because we think you stole something."
Mm-hmm.
I might say, "I didn't steal anything," and no, you may not look in the bag, but I'll wait while you call the police,
right,
if that's what you want to do. but at Sam's Club, I'm a member of Sam's Club, which is part of the same overall corporation, the Walmart corporation. As a member of Sam's Club, if I agree to let them look in my bags, well, I've agreed to that. But I didn't agree to it with Walmart. You know, I might have agreed to it with Sam's Club. But I question authority all the time. It doesn't always work out so well for me, but I question it all the time. Like, for example, let me give you one more example, class. So on the bottom of the income tax forms that y'all fill out and sign and date, it says under penalty of perjury that you attest that this information is correct. Well, I don't attest to that because I don't know if it's correct. Now, I filled it out. I'll sign that I filled it out, but I also cross out the part that says where it says, you know, I affirm that this is correct under the penalty of perjury. I cross that all out and I initial it. I literally cross out. There's no mistaking that I don't agree to that. Now, and who are they anyway to tell me that I'm going to sign terms and conditions that I don't agree to? I question authority all the time. All the time.
Wanted to get back.
Dr. Shuley, any comments?
I'm sorry?
Dr. Shuley?
Do you have any comments?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. We're here, Dr. Shuley. Do you have any comments about questioning authority? Any further comments?
I don't know. I prefer not to be in a position to be asked.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I prefer to be asked as well. Back to you, Ellen.
Yeah, Dr. Shuley, pertaining to the TMG and my friend with the stent, you said that it wouldn't interfere with any of the medicines he's taking, and if he had any problems, it would be from the medicines he's taking?
Yes.
Okay.
Stent and drugs are among the most poisonous of all. I would bite your hand off your throat and put a stent in my mouth.
Dr. Shuley, why are they poisonous to our bodies? Why are statins poisonous?
Well, they start off by poisoning your muscles in your legs, and eventually they poison your mind. And they're toxic.
Is that why people who are on hypertensive medicine have edema? You know, their legs, their feet outgrow their shoes.
Well, it's part of the problem. You know, it's every drug chronically, in other words, after 3 months or more, causes problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that lisinopril, which people take for hypertension as well, causes hair to fall out. Literally.
Yep.
Obviously, the body doesn't react too well to it. Otherwise, yep, the hair wouldn't fall out, right?
Well, taking up to three antihypertensive drugs, you've got a 40% chance of it working. And you've got a 60% chance of it not working.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to take it, right?
It would be the blood thinners or the cholesterol reducer.
Well, the cholesterol reducer is slightly worse most of the time than the any hypertensive drug. I wouldn't take any of them.
Yeah.
Dr. Shield, I think this might be a good time to talk about how to reduce cholesterol, because you've recommended something to me, and it seems to work just great. Lecithin.
Well, lecithin is excellent. It helps you make memory. Lecithin is good for memory as well as lowering cholesterol.
Alan, are you familiar with what Dr. Shealy's talking about?
I do take lecithin.
Lecithin granules?
Yes.
Okay. And may I ask how you take it so you can share with our class how you consume it? I'll be glad to share how I do it, too.
I just make a slurry of powders and, vitamins and minerals and protein, whey. Drink it that way in the morning.
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts about doing that, making a slush or a slurry?
Yeah, well, I start my day and end my day with a slush.
Okay. What I do is I take yogurt and I put as much lecithin granules in the yogurt as the yogurt will stand. Not me, how much I can, mix it in, and then I'll have the yogurt. And sometimes I'll put the yogurt back in the refrigerator and then have it, a little later, that day or maybe even the next morning. And, it's kind of like the difference between a Nestle's chocolate bar and a Nestle's chocolate crunch bar, with like Rice Krispies in it. It's great. It makes it better. It really does. It tastes better, and it works. And, Alan, if you don't mind, I do have one more question for you, if you have the time. We'll be right back.
I get it. I'll be here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Alan and Dr. Shelley, I have something I'd like to read. It's very short. And it's my response. I mentioned that the assessor, the tax assessor, wanted to gain access to our property, and the gate was locked. And we have a long driveway. It's about 1,300 feet long. And so it meant hopping over the gate and walking 1,300 feet. And I think most government people don't like, you know, exercise and don't like, you know, walking. So I got this letter in the mail, and the letter said that our gate was locked and that she needed access to our property to complete her assessment. Okay? So she's demanding to come on the property. And so I got that letter in the U.S. mail, and here's what I sent back. Okay. It says landowner, my name and our address, and it says dear and the tax assessor's name. Now, just bear in mind, she just got this job. She's brand new at this job. And I know and knew the previous person as tax assessor for many, many years, over a decade. All right, so here it is. It's dear, and her name. Congratulations on your new position as county assessor. Your files show a tax reduction regarding our property. No taxable changes have been made since the lowering/reduction of taxes by your predecessor this year. This document may be used to certify that. Your predecessor is in receipt of pictures documenting our reduction in taxation due to your office's over-assessment of our property. Please send via United States Postal Service the procedure and form for filing for a refund for the overtaxation of our property. As indicated in your file, we are following government protocols regarding biohazards and COVID-19 and keep our gate locked. This is for the safety and well-being of all concerned, you, our animals, and us. Therefore, all communications with me must be in writing via United States Postal Service. I look forward to receiving the documents regarding filing for our overtaxation refund. Unless I'm in receipt of written correspondence from you within 14 days of this mailing, this matter is deemed resolved. Again, congratulations on your new position, landowner Vincent Finelli. Now, how do you react to that response to the authority of the tax assessor. Tax assessor says they're coming over to our property. Our neighbors have all said, okay, come on over. That's okay with us. Me, I responded with that letter. Dr. Shuler, your comments first?
I love it.
Okay. Alan, your comments.
Yes. What I've done, it's been 7 years now. I wrote out a fee schedule, my fee schedule, that if they want to give me orders, I'll take their orders if they'll pay me for it. And they came on my property and wanted me to cut the grass and remove objects from the property. And so I went into the county inspector and I says, here, give my fee, read my fee schedule and give it to your county lawyer. And I haven't heard from him in 7 years.
Yeah. And so just if you could, off the top of your head, can you just flesh out a little bit of the fees that are on the schedule?
Let me see.
All right. Well, while you're looking for it or thinking about it, I've done the same thing in writing. And normally, in that particular letter, I didn't do it, but I said, should you need any additional information, it is available at the rate of $1,000 per hour with an 8-hour minimum.
Yeah, I didn't go to that extreme. I went.
I thought that was pretty light. Can you imagine getting the attention of a Congress critter for $1,000 an hour?
Right.
That's pretty cheap, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't have it handy, but I made it lighter on the fees, but they still haven't come. That if they want me to do something, I put in there that they have to pay me for what they want me to do.
Right. Well, I do that on tax forms too. When they ask for how many chickens, goats, horses, cows, tractors, you know, those kinds of things, and then I say if you need additional clarification, I'm available at the rate of $1,000 per hour, 8-hour minimum.
I'll call in on another program and I'll read it to you.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, Alan. And class, you know, you can do this. I mean, I'm still breathing, you know, and...
I had a question for Dr. Shealy. Where did you get the 5 gallons away from?
I'm sorry.
Alan, please repeat that.
5 gallon container of whey.
Okay, you want to know where he gets it?
Yeah, I have ordered it from Amazon. I can't tell you who is, but it's available on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hey, Alan, thanks so much for calling in, and I'd love to hear from you again. Class 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.